Welcome to the Working Within podcast, a podcast dedicated to your spiritual growth, well-being, and awareness. I'm Charlene, your favorite wellness podcaster, Scorpio, and Gemini. Keep listening if you're looking for an extra supplement to help you reflect on your relationship with yourself and others, or keep you inspired and fearless about the possibilities for your own life. This season, you can look forward to topics like self-esteem, body consciousness, astrology in daily life, empowerment, law of attraction, and so much more. All with the goal of keeping you inspired and in the know. For more information, you can always connect with us at the Working Within Instagram or our website, workingwithin.net, to see our service offerings. Thank you all for your reviews, likes, and shares. And if you'd like to become a monthly supporter, you can click the link in our episode description. We look forward to building a community with you. Welcome back, wonderful Working Within listeners and family. This week, we have another episode I'm excited to do this little intro for because it really deeply, personally resonates on a lot of levels. It's a chronic issue I often deal with, and I know folks are around me also deal with. We are talking about boundaries this week with my dear buddy, Chaz Powell. Chaz and I met during college, and if I just personally reflect back to that period, how I was before, how I am now, boundaries have always been something that have been a personal challenge. Do I take on this extra work to get to this extra result? Do I make time for this friend because I really do like engaging with this person even though I'm really tired? Do I sign up for another commitment knowing in my soul that I'm drained? Like, it really is a delicate dance, and especially if you grow up with certain stories that tell you, you know, you should be always available for this, always do this, you know, and raised in, with really like servant values, which nothing wrong with that, right? That talk and discussion and understanding of how boundaries work and that actually we're responsible for setting them and maintaining them, that can be a little alien. And it's something that I definitely, you know, has become less alien as I've graduated from school and then moved on into the real world. And so Chaz and I just have a talk about what it looks like to set boundaries, what it looks like to not set them, LOL. You don't want to know, but I'm sure all of you do know what it may feel like when you are facing that tension of wanting to be there for someone and wanting to be there for yourself. And then also just why it's so important for you to be there for yourself, because again, it's about energy. And it's about having those restorative practices and even the preservation of your own energy so that you can go out and do the stuff you want to do and connect with the people you want to. So we discussed boundaries. I mean, it has been so tough, still very tough for me, just to be very frank with you all. Yes, I recorded this podcast episode with Chaz and we talk about this stuff all the time and you'll hear us discuss. And at the same time, every single day, I'm like, dang, I did it again. Like, it just put too much on my plate. So actively working on this and would invite you all because of that to, you know, share how your journey with boundaries is going. I'd love to hear from any of you who feel like you've found a hack or something that works for you, because this feels like it's going to be a lifetime battle here. But anyway, let me stop rambling on the mic. I'm really excited for y'all to hear from Chaz Powell, and let's just get into it. Listeners, I am so excited to bring my bestie Chaz Powell on the podcast this week. Chaz and I have known each other since right before college started, and it has been a journey together, okay, that we've been on. What a journey. Still are on it. But, you know, I had to have her come and talk about energy management and boundaries with y'all. But anyway, Chaz, I will let you do your own talking. Could you introduce yourself to the listeners, please, and include whatever you want to say, as well as your pronouns and obviously your big three placements?
Big three, yes, of course. So, hello all. As Charlie said, I'm Chaz. I am originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, but I now live in Chicago. I moved like 2 months ago, yeah. So that is exciting. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and my big three I'm a Capricorn sun, a Pisces moon, and a Sagittarius rising. So got a lot of different things going on there. But it's good. I like all of my like big three. I feel like I relate to them.
Me too. So, I love them too.
Yeah. Oh, you saying you love mine?
Yes.
Yeah, they're good. I like them.
Especially that Pisces moon.
Yeah, the Pisces moon, I feel like as I've gotten older, I feel like that's like hit harder. I don't know. I just feel like I resonate with that more. But yeah, that's just a little bit about me. Like Charlie said, we've known each other for, I guess now, it's been like five years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, wow. That's a lot. What? Dude. That's a lot. Oh, that's cute.
That is cute.
So yeah, no, we've, as she said, we're going to dive into our topic. It's funny that, you know, one, I'm happy to be on this season two of the podcast.
Yes.
Very special to be guests. Aww. But Charlie and I have been like talking for a while about like, you know, what should we talk about? We threw around some ideas and then we were just like having a conversation a couple weeks ago and we were talking about boundaries. And then we were like, wait, you said it. You're like, this should be our topic. I'm like, yeah, like this has been something that we've like continually worked on as friends, like working together. Like this is something we both like have had, you know,
issues with.
But we like, I feel like more so than anyone, I've talked about boundaries and energy management, like you said, with you the most. So I feel like it made so much sense for this to be the topic.
Yes, and the topic it is. Oof.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. So yeah, that is how we came up with this topic, listeners. So we're excited to dive in with y'all. Do we want to define our like how we're thinking about boundaries, Chaz? Does that make sense? I can go first.
Yeah. Yeah, go first.
So when we say boundaries, we mean like, how do you even explain that actually? Like is your energy in a place where you can give freely and you're receiving? No. Mm-hmm. Do you have enough energy to give?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's pretty much, I think you hit the nail on the head. And like being comfortable with the boundary and like being comfortable expressing it to others. I guess like that also obviously goes with
it. It's hard.
That's a big part of it for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's a good definition.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so should we get into it? Story time, Chaz. What is your experience been of having, not having, knowing they are a thing to have with boundaries?
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly, even you saying that, like knowing they're a thing to have, I feel like even basically, let me just go back to the beginning. So
right.
I grew up and I was like a huge teacher's pet. Like, I'm not afraid, you know, embarrassed to admit that I was. I like always wanted to be best friends with my teachers. Like I wanted to be well liked. I don't know if that's just from like
Capricorn.
You know, the yeah, Capricorn. I don't know if that's also from like the parenting I received or the school environment. I mean, this could have been a lot of different things, but I always was like that high achiever. And I feel like so that told me early on that like boundaries didn't exist even as like a 5 year old. You know what I mean? Like you just learn. Something like when you brought up this topic, that like an epiphany that hit me was just like society and like our school system and all that stuff, like in workplaces, like reward people that are like always available and like always, you know, ready. With me, the boundaries came in high school with overextending myself in terms of extracurriculars. And I went to a pretty small high school. So if you wanted to get involved with things, like really all you had to do was like, just be like, oh, I'll do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, when you become known as that person that will do things, then people come to you more.
Mm-hmm.
It's more and more and more. But overall in high school, like, yeah, I was over-involved, I would say, but I guess it was fairly manageable. Took that bad habit, I guess you could say, to college, and it just, like,
exploded.
Obviously with college, like, things just become, like, 10 times more wild. And schoolwork is more wild. And then just the thing about our schools, like there's just so many activities you get involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And someone like me who has a lot of different interests, that's like not great because like there's just so much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so just again, like getting involved in this and this and that. And then I realized it didn't hit me until probably like second semester senior year. Mm-hmm. I was like, so much, like, all of the stuff I did, like, sure, some of it I enjoyed, but like a lot of it, like, I didn't even want to do it. And I just did it because I thought I had to for my resume. I thought I had to be liked by this person, mm-hmm. you know, a teacher or whatever. You know, it's also like an ego thing, like mm-hmm. thinking like, oh, like, I'm always busy, like, my calendar's always booked, like, I'm doing all these things, I'm the president of this, I'm the chair of this, blah, 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 like, it is an ego thing, too, and so, that's one, so it's like, you got the school boundaries thing, then you got the friend boundaries thing of, like, needing alone time and needing space and being like, I'm actually not gonna go out tonight because I wanna be alone, like, mm-hmm. that sort of thing, and then now I'm dealing with the work boundaries things, but we can get into that later. But anyway, so that's kind of how I kind of see it in those kind of buckets.
Yeah. Wait, those are great buckets.
Oh, okay.
No, they are.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's so Capricorn, Chaz. Sorry, listeners, but you know I have to. Like, literally, Capricorns, like, need duty. They need a responsibility immediately.
And see, until you said that to me, maybe junior, it might even have been senior year, you said that to me, and it, like, all clicked for me. Like, my life, like, literally flashed before my eyes. I was like, wait. I was like, oh my gosh, you're so right. Like, I feel this sense of duty to, like, help people and be involved and do things, and, yeah, I don't know, so.
No, you do know. Yeah, you're totally right. LOL.
What about you? What would you say for you?
Oh, boy, Chaz. No, it's the same. I mean, there are a lot of similarities in our stories, and I think that's how we ended up here, right? Talking about it. I think similarly, you know, I betrayed myself for school forever to get the grades, the positions. At WashU, you got really bad. I wanted to pick up on that ego thread. Oh, my God, my ego and I are in constant battle, okay? It is huge. For those of you who don't know me personally, anyway, whatever. We're in constant battle. And so that, like, the school being so busy, I can be such a people pleaser. And so, like, I wouldn't say no to people in school, especially. My calendar would be booked out, not just from work, from people, literally people.
Right. Exactly. That's the thing. It's like we were booked based on things outside school.
Literally.
Like, and, you know what I mean? Like, didn't have time to do schoolwork. Which literally. It's like, that's what we were there for.
Wait, we need to let the listeners in on it. Listeners, what we mean is, Chad, first of all, I wake up at 8:30. Chad's already gone because we live together, okay? I'm waking up at 8:30. Chad is gone. And I get back at 11 and Chad is gone, okay? So.
Yeah, it was not good. Like, it's like, why did I even do that? You know what I mean? Like, I look back on it and, like, I don't regret anything about my college experience, really. But, you know, like, everything happens for a reason. But I'm just like, man, like, yeah, like, I would be, yeah, like, gone that long.
Really?
It's like, again, I didn't realize until second semester senior year when I, like, kind of stopped a lot of stuff and, like, only kept with, again, things I was actually interested in.
Yeah.
I would be home, like, most nights of the week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wait, is this what it could have been like all along?
Literally, and having meetings at like 7 p.m. and then don't let exam season.
Oh, my gosh.
We would lock ourselves in basement. So anyway, all that to say.
Oh, my gosh. I've literally blocked that from my
mind. Literally, all that to say, y'all, like, we booked ourselves out, and that was because of a unawareness of what boundaries mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That did not exist to me. I thought I had to be of service all the time, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Class was like, you know, it was just less of a priority.
Yeah.
And so there was more time to be free. And then I didn't want my schedule to have really anything on it.
Yeah, I didn't really learn to maybe junior or senior year that, like, I could say no to things.
Right.
And, like, I didn't have to do everything. And I think part of it, too, came from a sense of, and I feel this way about work, so still a work in progress. But,
right.
Like, feeling like if you say no to this, this opportunity won't come up again, which is not true.
Yeah.
I just feel like, oh, well, I have to do it because it may not come up again, and then if I want to do it, then I can't, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I would just do everything mm-hmm. versus being like, oh, like, I may be able to do this 6 months from now or something, you know? So
yes, that scarcity mindset, also indoctrination.
Yes, yeah.
We're taught that from so early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so was there like a breaking point? Or were there breaking points you even ignored maybe that were breaking points?
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's like, there would always be, I think you and I had, they would never be at the same time, but you and I would always, there would come through, there would be a week where like everything was happening that week.
Yeah.
And any time that happened, I hated it. I was miserable. I wasn't sleeping. Sleep is important to me. Like, I need to sleep.
Can you tell listeners what everything is?
Right. Yeah. I know it's So, like, again, I'm talking a lot about college, but it could relate to a lot of different things. So, like, I would have, like, 2 exams that week. I would have a presentation, maybe in social circles, maybe a friend's birthday thing that I'd have to do. Then I would have, like, this event that this organization is putting on, this other event, this volunteering thing I'm doing, like, and it would just be all of that in 1 week. Because usually, you know, if I had things, it maybe would be spread out more, but maybe there'd be 1 week where everything kind of came to a head, and any time that happened, that week happened, like, I would be, just be miserable. Like, I wasn't sleeping, like, probably wasn't eating enough, just, like, riding on caffeine, and, like, I would just be, like, so sad, and I would, like, hate it. And so it took maybe like 3 of those. Like, I can't pinpoint an exact moment, but it took maybe like 3 of those kind of breakdowns for me to be like, all right, like, I can't keep doing this. Like, it's supposed to make me happy. Like, why am I doing all these things? Like, it's making me sad versus like making me happy. So in terms of school, that was a breaking point. But see, we haven't even talked on, like, this is a conversation you and I have had a lot, especially over this past year, boundaries with social media.
Yes.
That breaking point was definitely last year during the pandemic.
Yeah, during the pandemic.
My relationship with social media has always been pretty good. Like, I always enjoyed it. I liked it. Like, I liked Instagram. Twitter was, like, so funny to me. Like,
yes.
It would always make me laugh. Like, if I was feeling sad, like, I would go to Twitter to, like, make me laugh. And I know we talked about this. Like, you said the same thing. And I think during the pandemic and also after, like, the murder of George Floyd and a lot of things that came after that, a lot of social media switched for me and changed, and I just felt like, and you know, parts of it were good, but like, it was just a lot of people's opinions, a lot of things coming, a lot of arguing, a lot of just things that I thought were just making me feel bad.
Energy.
Honestly. Like, I don't even need to like go into it too much, just making me feel bad.
Yeah, bad energy.
Yeah, just bad energy. Yeah, so that was kind of a breaking point with me with social media. But anyways, that's
Yeah, that was a tough summer. I remember us, like, vehemently talking about that in the moment, you know? That was tough.
Yeah, in the moment. I was just like, dude, like, I hate this. Like, I don't like being, like, it just, yeah, like, it makes me feel bad about myself, like, because I'm not doing this, or I'm not thinking this thing, or not, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, again, a lot of people's opinions, which then made me like question my own.
Yep. And, so, like, shaming that was going around that time on social media.
Yeah, it was a lot of like shaming, like, well, you should be doing this if you say you're this, and you know, just all that type of stuff.
And it's like, first of all, I'm Black, so what are you even saying to me?
Honestly, like, I know about this, you know? Like,
And also, like, because no one is entitled to your reactions, feelings, processing, you know?
Yeah. And
so I feel like social media, I agree, at that time was just really demanding in a lot of ways. I didn't have to give to it in a way that was restorative, like it used to be when you go on Twitter and laugh. Like, that's restorative.
That's so true.
How did you mobilize that? What would you say your relationship to social media is like now?
It's definitely better now. I mean, and I think you gave me this tip, but like, really curating my feed and like not feeling bad about like muting people or muting certain accounts, muting people, doing this and that, unfollowing people. Because it's like, if it's a pattern that things that you're doing or showing or whatever makes me feel bad, like, you gotta go. You know what I mean? Like, I have to protect my energy. And so, like, you told me about, like, curating my feed, and I know you gave me, like, a lot of cool Instagrams to follow, just to, like, I don't know, just see different stuff besides, like, people. Read interesting people and ass. Yeah, so you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's, like, it's just a lot. So, and then also, like, setting time boundaries or, like, time limits on social media apps. That was good for me, too. Because, like, going on Twitter or Instagram or something at, like, 11 p.m. would just make me, like, spiral. And then I would be, like, trying to sleep and, like, overthinking. And, like, so I found, like, setting boundaries at night was really helpful as well.
Yeah.
So doing both of those things, like, it's definitely, like, a lot better now, I would say. And also just, yeah, like, trying not to be on it so much, which is, it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really a part of our life now, so it's hard to be, like, completely off. But just, like, trying to, like, consciously take breaks and stuff.
Yeah. No, that's so real. And one tangent is that I wish it weren't. I'm so upset. I, like, obviously I use social media. Like, we use social media. People use social media. I don't think social media is evil. I am a little upset about how much it's, like, shortened our attention spans, and I'm, like, sure my own attention span, you know, and, like, a little bit of what it has oriented us all to look for in people and things, and how it can also create, like, dissociation a lot of times, like, from who you really are. So, anyway.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, like, I use it, and yeah, there's definitely, like, you know, like, there's funny videos, and, like, there's, like, obviously, like, positives, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's unfortunately a lot of negatives. Like, yeah.
What's that movie called? I forgot. It's on Netflix, that documentary.
Wait, what is that called? That was so.
It's about the algorithms.
That, honestly, and, like, the part that, like, really messed with me, or that just made me think, was, like, all the, like, younger girls that are, like, 13 and stuff that have to deal with that. Like, I just can't even imagine being in, like, middle school and people being, like, you don't have this at this many followers, you can't be, you know, in our friend group, or just things like that. Like, I couldn't even, like, imagine that.
It's called The Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma, yes. I watched that and was like,
changed my mind.
This is not good.
Yeah, it's literally not good. I am so glad I'm, like, bro, because middle school is already angsty enough, y'all. Okay?
Right, exactly. Like,
please don't add social media.
Like, adding all that into it? Oh, my gosh.
Like, I was posting my duck faces and picnic edits, like, without like, care, on Facebook, so, you know?
Yeah. So, but see, that came out during the pandemic, too. That came out, like, when, like, you and I think we're both having these, like, thoughts about social media. So, it was interesting timing as well.
Yeah, no, that's so real. Right now, I have a fragmented relationship with Twitter, for instance. Like, I'll delete it and then get on it.
Really? You'll delete it?
Yeah.
That's good.
But, like, obviously, I just tweeted today. So, like, not really, you know, but still.
Well, I feel like whatever works for you, too. Because I sometimes will be like, like, why can't I be, like, one of those people that can just, like, delete it and be move on with it? But, like, it also, it's what works with you and what you know, like, works best with your, like, mental health and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. As long as it's not depleting your energy. And I guess what, Chaz, if we had to, like, get codified and, like, give someone, like, signs, like, your energy's being drained and, like, signs it's being restored, what would you say? Tired, exhausted.
Yeah, I would say that. Or, again, like, if you feel yourself, like, this is what would happen to me a lot. I would see someone say something. I would think, well, oh, I don't do that way, or I don't think that way. And then I would just, like, go down this whole thing of, like, well, does that make me, like, a bad person? Does that make me this or that? Why don't I do that? Does that make me weird? What do other people think? Like, if you feel yourself, like, doing that just from, like, a single tweet or, like, a single Instagram post or something, like, that is probably, I would say, a sign to, like, step away for a sec.
Yeah. So real.
School, you know, I was thinking about this. I was like, what are, like, ways to think about that? And for me, honestly, this may seem simple, but, like, I always knew I was doing bad in the boundary space if I was sacrificing sleep. Like, if I was not sleeping that much, like, sleeping, like, 4 or 5 hours is not a lot for me.
Yeah, that's not a lot for anyone, Jeff.
No, I know, but I'm just like, I know some people can like maybe like function off that. I need like at least like 7 hours.
Yeah.
And so if I was like not sleeping that much, like that was a sign to me, like, whoa, all right. Like, cause like that's like a basic body thing. Like, you need to sleep, and like that's good for your health.
Yo,
like,
we have issues. Oh my God.
Like, if you're sacrificing like things like that, that are like, yeah, like missing out on meals or like,
yeah,
things like that, like, I feel like that's a sign to you. Because those are basic things that we need to do to function. So if you're not even doing that, just to, like, be in this club, do this one thing, help out this one professor, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What would you say? I'm curious to hear what you say about school.
No, your answers got me, because the way I used to skip meals all the time.
I know you would.
Oh, my God. I know, right? I'm like, dang, she's adding me.
I'm not intentionally adding
you. Oh, my God. I would literally skip. Yeah. Look, not intentionally, y'all. The grind was real, okay? One thing about WashU is the grind is real. But no, I think, yeah, that sleep, that's a real one. And I think my health starts to freak out. And that's also because of my astrology. I know, like, I am not resting and, like, recuperating enough when I'm, like, my stomach turns at every meal. Or I'm breaking out really bad, which is happening right now, for full transparency, listeners. Like, we're doing this podcast, but that doesn't mean that the problems have been solved.
Okay? No, I mean, this is, like, it's a work in progress.
Work in progress. Or, yeah, I think, yeah, those are the main ones. Or, like, I'll just wake up with a random cold or, like, a mini cold, you know, it's not actually a cold, but I'll be like congested. I'm like, what is going on? It's because I haven't been drinking water at all. So, you know, like stuff like that. That's how I know. And I think, yeah, I feel like for many people, it can be all or none of those things, or like one of those things. And so if like any of those went ding, ding, ding for you, like, hey, just letting you know, because it can be cute, you know, like, oh, I'm too busy to eat. No, that stuff, it usually... It just gets worse, you know, because like that behavior that's rewarded in school, again, of sacrificing and being available all the time and being responsible and reliable, is exactly what is like sought after in the workplace.
Exact same thing.
Literally. So maybe we should hop into the work wagon. So would you classify that as the hardest boundary to set for you right now? Or, like, what is the hardest boundary for you, or boundaries? And we can both, because I'm having a moment. So,
yeah, no, I agree that that is definitely the hardest boundary right now. I think part of it is probably because it's new.
Mm-hmm.
Still, like, we've both been working for... Well, you've not been working for definitely a full year. I'm almost at a full year.
Yo, Chaz is a CPA, by the way. So, okay. Certified public accountant. So anyway, she didn't say that, but just so you know. Yes, she's a CPA. Thanks.
just like saying, like, it's still relatively new, so you're still learning how to do it, because while it's similar to school, it is different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say work. What are your thoughts?
Because now your bills are on the line.
Yeah.
Like, my bills are on the line. Oh, like, hello. And like where I live. Okay, anyway, I think it's hard. Yeah, work right now, because first of all, let me just be really transparent again, listeners, like, I kind of really like my job, so like I'm really invested right now. I'm having a moment, and those boundaries are not there. And I would say actually one that I'm more like concerned about right now is relationship boundaries, because of this chapter of my life, we'll say it that way. There are a lot of competing demands, like self-care versus like work hard versus like wash the dishes, like all those demands of adulthood, and like add in relationships and my previous patterns with relationships and the quantity. It's something I'm trying to manage more actively now, because I realized I was like, I'm doing too much. So anyway, that's what I would say, like knowing when I'm available actually versus like when I just think I'm available, you know, and
Is your boundaries, when you say relationships, is that the same in like friends as well, and even work relationships, like just across like any sort of like relational things, or you think it's different?
I didn't even think about that, Chaz. You're right. it's I'm thinking friends, but it's also like work relationships, and also like, you know, we know how I am with romance, so like, but you know, I'm literally avoid that, but still, you know, it's like, it's really so all the relationships, like, I don't know. Anyway, we don't have to get into my attachment issues on the podcast, but like, we already know like relationships are hard. Yeah, that's another episode. But why would you say that work is the hardest boundary for you to set right now?
I would say probably because of my position
as a CPA.
Yep. You know, well, and I just mean even on the team, like as being like, you know, one of the younger members on the team, like, yeah, you are just in general asked to do more. Like, mm-hmm, people, you know,
yep,
smaller tasks that they don't necessarily want to do, like, they would get put to me.
Yeah.
And so it's that feeling again of like feeling the need to be like available and like saying yes to everything. And like, yeah, and I was actually just having a conversation about this with one of my managers, and he was like, yeah, like, that's, he wasn't specifically saying it to me, but he's just like, that's something that you have to learn, is like, you get, as you like grow in job spaces, it's like, if you say yes to everything, like, something's gonna, like, you're like, something else is gonna have to lag, and like, that's gonna fall on you, and like,
yeah,
you don't ever want to like let work like just become the only thing in your life.
Woo.
So anyways, yeah, I have like a lot, like, I could go like million different places with the work boundaries thing, but I just think it's just like, just being like the youngest person on the team and like knowing people need me to help with things.
Yes,
you know, like that is probably what makes it hard. And again, just like learning, I still am meeting these people and learning about them and learning their different working styles, you know, and so like that as well.
Yeah, but Chaz, one important feature of this is like, we're Black women.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, that's a whole thing.
And it's relevant here, and I just want to bring it up, like, because at 4 years old, my father was telling me, like, you need to be the best because you're Black. Like, everything you need to do 10 times better. You need to do this faster. Like, you need to display this etiquette. That is still going in my brain to this day.
For sure. Even if I don't know about you, but even if I don't, I got, you know, those same messages as a kid. Even if I don't even, I'm not even actively thinking about it now, but it's probably so ingrained in me that's also why I do this and an overachiever and do all these things, because I'm like, well, I'm Black. I gotta do more. I gotta stay at the top of my game. I can't slack off. I can't give anyone a reason to do this and that. You know what I mean?
Literally.
Yeah.
Black girls grow up in boot camp, bro.
Don't get me started.
Okay.
That is very true.
It is true. Yeah, those work boundaries. Because
like, what makes work boundaries hard for you right now?
I want to be perfect. No, well, that's like a simple answer. But no, I think it's well, here's a weird complex. Is like, if you're given more opportunities to do your thing, you know, like, to get something done like more independently this time, or like show your chop, like. This is another ego thing. It's like, okay, I want to do it. I'm going to do it and respect that opportunity that has been given to me. And I'm all for opportunity. But that goes back to that scarcity mindset of like, it won't happen again, that you were mentioning earlier.
Mm-hmm. But
I think right now I'm just like, oh, like, look, it's been a year at the job. Like, you know, as things pick up, I'm like, okay, I can do it. And I want to show I can do it. And that has also meant like, oh my gosh, I am going, you know, like going for 10 hours or more. So managing that has been tough. And also though, I literally, like, I was trained a workaholic, and as you mentioned this, I was really trained to be one. So it's hard for me to like separate from work sometimes. I'm not gonna lie, like, I can be very productive and it feeds me a little bit, because I'm like, oh, I know I'm productive. I'm a productive person. So if I get stuff done, that is like fulfilling to me. And I say fulfilling in air quotes, because there's always more to do, right? And so that's the exhausting part.
Yeah. And also thinking too, like, it is nice to feel needed and to feel that people want to work with you and value you and blah, blah, blah. And that comes with doing, maybe doing things above and beyond. And so it's tough to balance. Like, I don't know. It's tough. So that is one thing I'm like still really, I feel like by the end of school I had the school thing It was in a better spot.
Yeah.
I feel like the friends boundary is in a pretty good spot. But like the work thing. Yeah. Still working through. We'll get there.
Oh man, you're 2 out of 3, Chaz.
Yeah.
That's good. No, that's good. You said yeah.
They're all still a work in progress. Like I say that and like it's still all
it's hard.
You know. Yeah.
It's so hard. The friend one gets me, man. I'm like, oh my God.
What is it with about the friend, like, relational boundaries that gets you? I'm curious. Because I have a very specific thing, so I'm curious to what yours is.
Okay, well, I want to hear yours next.
Okay, well, go first.
Mine is that I just want to be there for everyone.
And
I can't do that. I literally can't, but I want to. And like when I do that, I become resentful, so I literally shouldn't do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes like, selfishly it becomes okay, who's there for me? But no, that's not their problem because I'm, you know, it's me not respecting my own boundaries. So
I could see that for you because you do care about a lot of people and you do a lot for a lot of different people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you're there for a lot of different people, so I could see that.
Thank you. I'm trying to not do that anymore because it really I can't. It's not sustainable, you know.
No, I'm sure it's draining. I'm sure.
Yeah, what's your specific thing?
My thing is just like specifically like this sounds bad.
No,
I'm like such a homebody. Like I've realized that more and more as I've got older. Like I just love being home.
Yeah,
I love being in my bed. You know this about me. Like I love being in my bed.
Cozy.
I like being cozy.
Pisces
like,
moon.
My thing is about like going out and being out with friends. It's not even like going out and partying. I just even mean like being out with friends. Like I love it, but I'm also like there comes a point where I'm like, all right, I gotta go home.
Yeah,
like, I gotta be alone. And so like that's my like specific thing.
Yeah.
It's just like I'm social and I like being out. You know, I like having a good time.
Yes.
But, like, it's there comes a point and it hits me quick too.
Yeah.
It comes quick where I'm like, all right, I'm done for the day. I need to go back.
I've witnessed this, y'all.
I feel like I've done better about that. Because even in college, like, I would feel really bad. Like, people would be like, oh, come and do this, we're going to do this. And, like, I would feel like I have to, but then go and have a bad time.
Yeah.
Or just, like, not go and then just feel, like, terrible about it. And, like, you know, having FOMO and stuff. But it's all about how you're feeling in the moment, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you're really just feeling, like, tired or you just, like, want to be alone, like...
Be alone.
Just let yourself sit in that feeling and like it's okay. Like there'll be another time when you can do that. So anyways,
that's so real. Also, that alone time, doesn't it smack, Chaz? I feel like similarly, like my alone time in college was mostly to brood, but now my alone time is way more holistic and I'm grateful for it. So
that's good.
What has alone time done for you? For me, it has just brought me back to, like, my interests a bit. Like, giving me more time to kind of do things I like to do that I didn't realize before. And also, it's just cozy, right? You don't have to act. You don't have to be anything but you.
Yeah. I think that's my biggest thing is the not even... The just being myself. Like, I don't have to do any sort of thing. Which, I mean, obviously, like, I have friends where I can be myself around. That's not the point. But it's just, like... Just being by yourself and, like, being in your own thoughts, that's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
I, like, enjoy being in my own thoughts. And, like, just silence. You know, I'm, like, all about silence. So, like, I just, like that. And just to be able to be with myself, just do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So, that was what alone time has brought me. It's just, like, and, just getting to, like, know myself more, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yo, because Jazz and I have lived together 80 times, so like, literally,
we lived together a lot. I passed by the place where we lived here,
the Buckingham in Chicago.
And I was thinking about our Johns there.
Oh my God, yo, I was working 60-hour weeks when we lived there.
That's crazy.
You were just an intern. Yeah,
that's.
I ate dinner at the office every day. Anyway,
whatever. Oh my gosh, I feel like even though we lived together, like I really didn't see. If I saw you, it was the weekends.
Literally. And then,
because when you would go home, I would already be like, again, see, the alone time, I would already be checked out for the day. Yeah. So I would be in my room with the door closed.
As you should have been. It literally coming home at 11, 10 p.m. Like, what in the world?
I know, yeah, it was late. Like, I was probably, like, practically asleep.
Literally. What a time. Just another example for y'all.
Yeah. No, yeah. But yeah, no, it's, I feel like as our journey through this boundaries things, I feel like we both learned from each other and like seen each other like struggle and seen each other like thrive with it at different times. And so I feel like that's been, cause I feel like, yeah, I've definitely learned a lot from you in terms of how to do all this boundary setting stuff.
I have learned from you, Chad. Well, I'm always learning from you. I learned discipline from you too, because Lord, I didn't even know how to study when I came. Anyway.
that's even, not that we need to talk about that, but that's a whole separate conversation.
Sorry. Oh my God.
It really is.
Oh man, Chaz. Okay, so look, y'all, we've done a lot of talking about boundaries. We talked about how we got here, how being Black woman has made this more complex and nuanced, how we are still working on certain boundaries. But Chaz, what do you want to make sure the listeners take away from this episode?
I would say a big thing, you know, still, again, still working on, keep saying that, but you shouldn't feel bad if people like feel some certain way about your boundaries.
Yeah.
Your boundaries are your boundaries. You set them for a reason. You know yourself the best. Yeah. So someone's trying to tell you, oh, but you could probably add this on your plate. It won't be no big deal. Like, oh, come out tonight. Come on, don't be lame, blah, blah, blah. Like, you set your boundaries for yourself. You know them the best. Don't let anybody make you feel bad about them.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Ooh. Yeah, she's right, y'all. And look, tune into y'all's energy. You know when you want to do something, when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about like acting on that versus the anxiety or the FOMO or the.
Yeah. Yep. So that's what I would say. Don't let others make you feel bad about it. Just do you, and yeah, like you said, trust your gut too. You know, trust your gut, trust your intuition. You know when something is going to serve you or just drain you. So
yeah, y'all, Chaz has a strong intuition.
Actually, this is one thing I will brag on myself about. I have a good intuition.
Yes, you do.
I think I do.
Bro.
Does that have anything to do with my
Pisces.
Signs?
Pisces.
Oh, Pisces? Okay.
Yeah, Pisces is psychic.
Bro. Psychic?
Yeah. I feel like we became friends just because I feel like we didn't even try to become friends. It just happened. Does that make sense? Because
yeah,
we were just so yeah, we were like
that's
so compatible.
So true.
Right.
I never at any point was like, oh, like I hope, like, you know, like I hope we become friends. You know what
we
I mean?
Just like,
I was never like,
yeah.
It just like kind
of
happened.
Yeah. It happened out of our not having boundaries.
Yeah. We're just very similar.
Remember when we were strung out as.
Literally, it's like.
As like everything. Yeah, right. Everything. I was about to say one instance, but I'm like every year. So
every year. I'm telling you, I feel like for both of us it really didn't hit till senior year. And like midway through senior year, not even necessarily the beginning.
Cause y'all, Chaz and I were in the same social circles virtually, and like why did I only see her for 15 minutes a day? You know what I mean? Like
yeah, that's so true. Like, I honestly feel like there might have been days where we like didn't see each other.
Like, yes. Probably. Yes.
And we lived together.
Literally, we lived together, like
that's
right
so
next
bad.
To each other. Yeah. We're working on it, y'all. We're working on it. But no, okay. Look. Anyway, like, I'm so glad y'all got to meet Chaz Powell. Like, this girl right here is very important. So I'm just glad that she got to talk to y'all today.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. If you want to talk to Chaz, I will include her stuff in the episode description. She is a businesswoman, so you may have questions about that. Or you may just have like questions about her because she's freaking awesome. Or you may be like, I'm dealing with something similar at work and I'm trying to figure out what boundaries I can set. All fair game for Chaz. Ugh, Chaz, it's been awesome to have you. Listeners, it's been awesome to have you as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Working Within. We're ecstatic that you made it this far. If you liked what you heard, we'd really appreciate your reviews and shares. And if you want to become a monthly supporter, you can click the link in our episode description as well. As always, stay connected with us through our Instagram, working.within, and our website, workingwithin.net. We hope to see you again soon.